All right, we got you, Mike 7, Foxtrot Sierra Whiskey. Thank you so much for joining us and from the UK, and great to have you with us this evening. So, all right, let me get ready to wrap this up here, and then we'll look for a few more in and out check-ins. For my few more things that I have in my HF toolbox, I use a lot of apps on my phone to serve the purpose, to do what I need it to do. And there's a app that's called Ham Alerts. If you are looking for a certain station, state, prefix, or anything like that, man, you can set that trigger on Ham Alert, and even for POTA, if you want to do, and even work all states, you know, it's a great great tool to have in your toolbox. It's called Ham Alert. It's an app that you can put on your phone. Logging programs, and that's another thing. And I've always found out paper logs, they never fail you. Where if you have a computer crash, you know, and that computer goes down, and you know, and you've got your log on there, chances are, you know, if you can't retrieve it or revive that computer, then chances are, you know, you're going to lose that portion of that programming. So, but log programs, I do use. I use Logbook of the World, QRZ, and there's others that I also use, whether I'm using my phone or my computer. I found out that WebSDR, the one in Utah, is a very handy tool that I have. A lot of times I'll use that WebSDR. And of course, there's multiple ones out there, but I use the one out of Utah, and I'll see if I can hear myself on there, then chances are those other stations that are calling CQ, they're going to hear me. And I usually go on there and give them a call sign, and if I hear that echo coming from the SDR website, then chances are that's a good tool to have. Then DX clusters. There's multiple DX clusters out there that are and every one of them are pretty much linked together. And I use multiple clusters and propagation. There's a HF propagation site that you can check and on propagation, see what's being sent out, what's being heard, where can you contact to, you know, if you want to work California and hit lights, okay, for CUP. The propagation, HF propagation page, and also you can do the UHF, VHF, or use that site too, you know, for UHF, VHF, or especially for those that use Simplex on 2 meters. You can see if your area has any openings or if there's anything there. So I do have the websites, but if anybody wants to reach out to me, feel free. I'm good at QRZ. If anybody needs any additional information on some of these websites, shoot me an email and say, hey, what propagation site do you use, or what cluster app do you use, or something like that. But one main important thing that I've not mentioned yet, and it's a hammer. Hey, you guys are the hammers. And you know, we couldn't have a net without the hammers here tonight. And big shout out to all that checked in and all that helped us out. So this is K4CUP with the Absolute Tech Net. And we've got just a few more minutes before I've got to say goodbye. So any additional stations that want to get on the list, just check in and out. I'll go for about maybe 3 minutes, because I've got to let the tech team get their things done there. So, because there's other nets come following this net here, the astronomy net, if that's something that you're into, check it out. So, all right, any more check-ins, come now, please.
Whiskey 6 Kilowatt Lima Radio, California. control.
Victor Southern Trail, Nevada, In-N-Out.